Welcome back to Byline. I'm Rick Howlett. Well, after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act, the federal health care law pushed by President Obama, Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear announced that Kentucky would move ahead with the creation of a state health insurance exchange and, of course, be eligible for federal subsidies under the new law. So how will it work? Well, here to try to answer that question as simply as possibly, we hope, are Julie Appleby, a senior correspondent for the nonprofit news service Kaiser Health News. That's a program of the Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation. Her reporting focuses on health policy issues, including the federal health law. Julie has asked that we point out that Kaiser Health News is not affiliated with Kaiser Permanente Healthcare and Health Insurance Company. And also joining us is Kentucky Public Radio's Capital Bureau Chief, Kenny Colston. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with the basics. Julie, what is a health insurance exchange? What's it look like?
Well, you can think of it a little bit like, you know how you go online, maybe you shop for a hotel or an airline ticket. It's going to be an online marketplace where people can go plug in a little bit of information about themselves, their age, where they live, how large their family size is, and get a sort of a menu of different options that are going to be available to them to purchase insurance. So the number of different insurers, number of different plans that they can pick and choose from, all at presumably different price points. The exchanges aren't going to open until the end of next year when people can start to shop, and then actual coverage would kick off in 2014. So there's still a little bit away, but it's kind of like that. You're kind of like shopping for an airline ticket online. You plug in your information and some choices pop up. The key thing with this, though, is it's also going to be the place where people go to get their subsidies if they qualify for some federal government help in purchasing insurance. And remember, those sliding scale subsidies go up to about 400% of the federal poverty level, which this year is about $44,000 for an individual. And it's also where people would find out if they qualify for the Medicaid program. So those are just some of the elements that are involved with these exchanges.
Now, do we have a permanent number now on how many states are actually going to have exchanges and how many are not?
You know, this has gotten very political. A lot of governors and a lot of states are moving forward. A lot of governors said that they wanted to wait and see what happened with the Supreme Court decision, and some are even now waiting until they see what happens in the November election. There are about 15 states that are moving forward with either legislation or some kind of executive order that are setting up these exchanges. Another 7 states have said they're not going to do it at all, and the rest, we're kind of waiting to hear what they say. The states have until about November 16th to tell the federal government, hey, here's our blueprint for moving forward. We're either going to run our own exchange or we're not. And for those states that don't, the federal government is going to run an exchange for them. States can also decide to sort of partner with the federal government. So the state might run part of the exchange and the federal government might run the other part.
Now, will they be penalized if they don't initiate and put in their exchange?
No, I don't think there's a formal penalty, but the question is, you know, a lot of states want to run these things themselves because the states can then set more of the rules. The law gives states quite a bit of flexibility to decide how they want to run these exchanges. For example, do they want to take every single insurer that meets the minimum benefit, you know, that creates a minimum benefit package that meets the qualifications? Do you want to take them all, or do they want to be a little more selective and say, well, in addition to meeting these requirements, we also want you to meet some quality or value or price kind of things and limit how many insurers are going to be there? So that would be a state decision that they wouldn't be able to make if they were letting the feds run their exchange for them.
I see. Kenny Colston, where are we here in Kentucky? What's the next step as far as our exchange goes?
Kentucky's next step is to pick what's called basically a model plan. Kentucky has obviously decided they're going to run their own health benefit exchange. And they've already set up an office. They have an executive director. They're looking at cost and building the infrastructure. But like we've heard, you know, that they still have a little bit of time. But the next big deadline that they have to meet is by the end of this month, they have to pick what's called a model plan. And, you know, it can get really tough. But, you know, to think, well, what's a model plan? Do they have to create it out of nothing? Do they have to create it out of something? And the answer is they do have to create it out of something. It has to cover certain things: ambulance service, emergency services, maternity, substance abuse, rehab, preventive care, chronic disease management. We could go on and on and on. But basically from there, they have 10 to 12 places they can pick from. Largest state employee, which not a lot, unless you're a state employee, you know, that's not, you don't really know what's in those. But what's probably most likely to happen is there's called what's called small group plans. And if the state doesn't pick one of these other plans, the federal government says they'll choose one of the small group plans. And this is probably what people are most familiar with, because you're looking at Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, which a lot of people in Kentucky have, they know about. Their HMO plan, they could pick that as their mono plan. They could pick Anthem's so-called Luminos plan, which is a health savings account. A lot of employers here in Louisville use that type plan. Or the other thing they could use is what's called a point of service plan from United Healthcare. And I think that's actually a plan that a lot of University of Louisville students are offered if they don't get their own health insurance. So it's not some far-fetched thing. These insurance plans that they're going to pick a model from, a lot of chances are that you already have them. Maybe the Humana Vitality Plan, which I know a lot of other places have, is their health insurance. So what's going to be on the exchange should be familiar to people here in Kentucky. It's going to be plans that are already offered when they pick their model plan.
If you have a plan and you're not particularly happy with it, can you go shopping here at this exchange?
Yeah, it's open to the public, obviously. There's also going to be kind of a portal for small businesses to tell their employees, hey, go ahead, go. This is where you're going to get your insurance from. We're going to use this exchange, so go ahead and get on there. It's basically like we've talked about it. It's going to be a marketplace. What that marketplace ends up looking like, I think, is still up for debate. Not all the rules are set, but in essence, I think the analogy that you're going to go on a place like Orbitz or Priceline or Kayak, places where you buy hotels and airlines, that's going to be a great deal. You know, substitute Delta for Humana, substitute United Healthcare for Southwest, and that's what it's going to be like.
And, I meant to check this before I came in, but in Indiana is also working on a plan of their own, I believe.
Yeah, as far as I know, but I don't believe they're as far along as Kentucky
right.
is.
Yeah, but they've been talking about it for quite a while. Well, Kentucky lawmakers haven't had their full say on this matter. That, of course, the court decision came down in June. It was well past when the session ended. So when do they get that?
Well, apparently they're not going to get one now. It came out late yesterday afternoon that legislative leaders were going to need to schedule a special meeting for the Health and Interim Health and Welfare Committee, and the legislative leaders did not approve that. So lawmakers, there's going to be a deadline that passes for them to officially record their say on the executive order that created the exchange, and that's going to pass. Their next meeting is after that deadline. So I'm sure we're going to continue to hear about it. It's going to come up in legislative meetings, but in terms of actually getting their own vote on the exchange and the executive order that set it up, apparently they're not going to get that.
And Julie Appleby, I'll pose the last question to you. Do you think this is going to make the insurance buying process easier?
Well, there's a couple things with that. Yes and no. It's still going to be complicated because you still have to work your way through four or five different types of plans. They're going to have a bronze, a silver, gold, and a platinum that have different coverage levels. So you are going to have to work that type of thing out. But bottom line is, right now, in the individuals who buy their own insurance, and most of the people that are going to be using this marketplace, a lot of them are going to be individuals who buy their own insurance. In most states right now, you can be turned down for coverage by an insurer if you have a medical condition. The new law starting 2014 says they can no longer do that. So in some sense, that'll make it a little bit easier. You're not going to get rejected by an insurer, but you're still going to have to sort through varying deductibles and copayments and premiums and that type of thing. And these systems are supposed to set up a call center with some help for people to help work through this. They can obviously still go to an insurance broker and maybe ask some questions and that type of thing. So it is going to put it all in one place. There'll be some more apples to apples comparison, but people are still going to have to make choices.
Julie Appleby is with the Kaiser Health News, and Kentucky Public Radio's Kenny Colston joined us to talk about the health exchange and make it simple. And I think you did a good job of that. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot.